Good morning. It's 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, February the 7th, 2021. It's a lovely day. 50 degrees, there's a little bit of a breeze. The breeze is cold, but there's not a lot of it, so it's not too bad. I wore a windbreaker over my hoodie, over my pullover, but don't really think I need it. Although I'm not gonna take it off. It is unzipped. So I got my 2K in this morning. It was one of those weird days where I had no idea why, what, how. I got up at 6:30 and I'm trying to train myself to eat the frog. For those new to the channel here, for new to the podcast, Eat the Frog is refers to an alleged quote, an apocryphal quote from Mark Twain about... And I'm paraphrasing here because I don't remember the exact quote, but it's something like, if your job is to eat a live frog every day, do it first thing in the morning, nothing worse will happen to you. And I don't know that that's true, but there's a certain folksy logic to it. You know, if you know you're going to have to eat a live frog today, then get it over with. I think there's a corollary to it, is that if you have to eat two, then eat the larger one first. So, I don't know if it's really Mark Twain. Sounds like Mark Twain. Sounds more like Mark Twain than, say, Ben Franklin, who is another purveyor of aphorisms. So... Yeah, the days where I start writing, the days where I get up and I have my coffee and perhaps my toast, and I sit down at the word processor instead of sitting down at the game, they both happen to be in the same chair, which is something of a problem, I think. But if I sit down at the word processor and I force myself to get through the first 5 minutes, sometimes the first 10, then I wind up with words. I have words. I have story that unfolds. And whether it's a good story or bad story, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. I won't know that till it's done. So, words. I have to get words. And so, you know, by 8 o'clock this morning, I had like 800 words, which is very good. Except then I started... going through and looking at Facebook and looking at Twitter and checking my email, and next thing I know it's 9 o'clock. It's like, where the hell did that hour go? Just went. It's gone. It was frustrating. So I went back and said, no, okay, shut this down. I neglected part of my ritual. My therapist has gotten me on this kick. It's not new, it's an old one. But she reminds me of it monthly. It's like, pay attention to your rituals. And for most people, the commute is the key element of their ritual. So you commute to work. And when you go to work, you do a bunch of things before you leave the house. And then you have the transportation to the new sacred space. And then you have perhaps a ritual of, you know, taking care of your lunch. And perhaps you're the one responsible for setting up the coffee in the morning. And maybe there's something else that you have to do before you actually sit down to your desk to do your work. And even then, you might... have an order in which you attack the day. It's like, okay, what did I not finish yesterday that I need to finish today? Do I need to empty my inbox? Do I have to do something? So we all live by these rituals. And whether we call them rituals or not, they fulfill all the requirements of ritual. And so because I don't have a commute, I shift from home to work by sitting in my chair. And a lot of times sitting in my chair isn't work, which is one of the problems. I could set up another desk. It's not like I'm hungry for space. It's not like I don't have a computer that I couldn't set up. I have several. Evan Thomas, bless your heart. And not in the southern way, but thank you. I have a lot of computers. But I like my place. I like my chair. I like that spot in the house. It's back in a corner. It's out of the traffic. It's in a certain sense it appeals to my introvert nature. Probably more specifically my ambivert nature, because there are some circumstances in which I'm not really all that introverted. And others where I'm extremely introverted. There are some where I have learned to put on the trappings of extrovert, and others where they come naturally to me. Which technically makes me an ambivert. I think a lot of people are ambiverts, but they just are more aware of the uncomfortableness of introversion and tend to overlook their specific contextual extrovert actions. Which isn't to say there are not introverts. I find it exceptionally tiring to be in public. So when I go to a convention like the Nebulas or any of the educational conferences that I attended when I was still in education, they were exhausting. I learned to get away, to go to my room for an hour or so in the middle of the day when I could. Quite frequently it was like mid-morning, mid-afternoon. I'd be there for breakfast, I'd be there for the early part of the programming in the morning, and then I'd have to go away. I'd have to go step out of the throng. The noise was difficult. So yeah. At any rate, I like my space. But because I have only the one space where I do all the things except sleep. I used to sleep in that chair. But I've discovered that the couch is a lot more comfortable. So if I'm going to take a nap, I will go to the couch. But because of the lack of portal, the lack of transition, the transition from playing the game to writing is shutting down one window and opening another. So I'm working on the ritual. The ritual is the rituals are really important. So if I start the day with writing, that becomes the first transition of the day. It's from sleep to work with a trip to the coffee pot and a brief pause at the toaster while I get my peanut butter toast or my bagel with smoked salmon or whatever. Mostly it's peanut butter toast. Don't get me wrong, I love a good bagel with smoked salmon, but yeah, peanut butter toast is A, cheaper, B, faster, C, it doesn't get my fingers all greasy. Usually. Adam's peanut butter, if you're not familiar with Adam's peanut butter, Adam's peanut butter is just peanuts. Ground up peanuts. And I get the salted kind, so that's got peanuts and salt. They actually have one that's unsalted, which is literally just ground up peanuts. And the peanut oil separates. So there's always this pool of peanut oil in the peanut butter. It's part of the natural part of peanut butter. It doesn't, you know, it's not gone bad. It's just pooled. And so you stir it up. And stirring up a fresh jar of Adam's peanut butter, you quite frequently get peanut oil over the outside of the jar. Oh, coming up. Want to get ready? Stay with me. Monk post. So yeah, peanut butter gets my fingers greasy. So back to, you know, the ritual where I go to my keyboard, I sit down, I get a couple sips of coffee. I look to see, because I write, these days I'm writing it for the words. But I look to see, you know, do I have any quests that I can turn in? Are there any open quest slots I could fill up? Is there something I can do to push myself ahead in the game of for the words while I'm pushing myself ahead into the story? And then I have to find my sounds. Usually I go to mynoise.net and pick a soundtrack and set the Pomodoro timer there for 25 minutes. It's part of the ritual. And I start my monster list, and the monster list has a timer on it. And while the they give me like half an hour to do 100 words. So the timers are kind of, at this point, the timers are just to remind me not to stand up, because if you stand up, then that time slips away before you even realize it. So it's just sort of a little extra spur. It's part of the ritual. And lately, I've been wearing my hat. I don't know if I mentioned it before, I think I did. I asked for a knit cap. One of my kids has been wearing a knit cap around the house. It's a loose knit. It's not like a watch cap that hugs your head or anything. It's just sort of a loose knit hat that has a little extra in the top. There's a little pouch in the top. I know I mentioned it because I think I mentioned putting a handkerchief in it once. So I'll put that on, and that will help my ears by the end of the day, because it gives a little extra padding to my headphones. So when I'm listening to my sounds, there's less outside noise coming in. It's become part of the ritual. And so far, at least for this month, the ritual is working. I tried starting it in January, and it didn't take. I found myself putting off the start. I would get up and I'd say, well, it's 6 o'clock, I'll play until 8. I have an alarm on my computer. I have an alarm on my phone that goes off at 8 o'clock to remind me to do my morning checklist, which is food, clothes, set the cheat flag for the words to pretend that I actually wrote something. It's not a cheat, it's actually part of the game. You can just set a flag. It says, I'm here today, and it's a freebie. And so in large part because it's difficult to maintain a streak on For the Words if you go into editing mode, because you tend not to edit in For the Words, you tend to edit, at least I tend to edit, in a word processing document. So I'm not putting new words down on the page, which is something of a problem. I really wish I could put words on the page. And keep putting words on the page while I'm editing a different book. I've done it a little. I suspect it gets easier with practice. But right now I don't have anything in the pipeline to edit. Which is why I'm trying to get this next book out. So I'll have something in edit. And I can put something in that first 2 hours in the morning. So I can maintain the ritual. The other day I had my 2,000 words by 8 o'clock. 8:30. But I started early. I started like 5:30. Got up early. Sat down. Did the words. I got the 2,000 today. It took until like 11, but I lost an hour. If I hadn't lost that hour, it would have been done by 10. I think it was done by yesterday by 10, but I didn't immediately stand up and go for the walk, which I need to do because I need to include it in the ritual. So the ritual lets me create a space in my head. It lets me get out of the game loop where, oh, it's just one more thing. Just one more thing. Right now I'm having no trouble really putting down the game. Once I get into the game, time sort of evaporates, but it's like I get to the end of a little piece of project and think, I think I'll go read a book. Maybe I'll play a different game. My friend said he thinks I've burned out on the genre, and that's possible. And yesterday I talked about, it's like I'm terrible at automating. And it's true. I went back in yesterday afternoon, played a little bit, and worked specifically on, okay, what do I have here that's not automated that needs to be automated? And I picked one thing, and I did that. And it's it's terrible. I need to clean it up. But there's a lot of stuff like that. There's a lot of little pieces here and there that do things. That could be automated, that would make the game more fun, I think. More satisfying. Fun is the wrong word. Satisfying is the word I want. Because it's a problem-solving game. It's like, okay, I got this stuff over here, and I got that stuff over here, and I got to get them from one to the other. How do I do this efficiently so I don't have to keep coming back to this thing and paying attention to it, and I can go on and do more stuff? I had a donut at 10 o'clock and I'm regretting it. Morning. So I'm working on the ritual. The ritual is get up, do the things, sit down, do the words, and then the deal with me, the deal with my brain is that do the words. Do the words first. Eat your frog. Once you've eaten the frog, then the rest of the day is guilt-free. The rest of the day is whatever you want. And the sooner I can get those words down, the sooner I can get that frog down. The sooner I can do whatever. Except, I also need to include the walk. Because one thing is really obvious, is that I feel a lot better as long as I have the walk going. I mean, even the on-again, off-again walk we've had so far this month. Every other day. Even that helped compared to January. So, I need to include that in the kind of ritual. Do your words, do your walk. Except that I can't get too dogmatic about it, because some days the words aren't. The words don't come. And after a couple of hours, I give up. Because there's always tomorrow. Speaking of which, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.